Greg Coleman back at Mall of America Field in with the coach, Leslie Frazier. Coach, if anyone had told you that you would be 4-1 atop of the NFC North at this point, what would be your thoughts?
That's a wise person, because that's exactly where we thought we'd be. Not a surprise. We worked every week to try to win games. We came to training camp with the idea that we were going to win games, and that's been our goal every week.
A 30-win, 30-7 win over the Tennessee Titans. We talked about in the pregame, building, taking another step, you know, building on the foundation, and that's exactly what you guys did today.
Yeah, I mean, our guys came out and played extremely hard from the very beginning, and, you know, we talked all week long about not having any regression at all. You know, we played two real good teams over the last couple of weeks and won, and we wanted to make sure that we didn't have a letdown in any phase, and our guys really worked hard to make sure that didn't happen.
Can you start to define the identity of this football team? I mean, you had a dominant defensive performance today. If someone would ask you, define the identity, what would you say?
We talked to our guys about what we want our team characteristics to be, and we want people to look at us and identify us with when the season began, going all the way back to when we came in the building on April 23rd. And we talked about being a smart football team, a tough football team, a disciplined football team, and our guys are displaying some of those things that we talked about we wanted to be in each of these five games we've had this season.
You held the Tennessee Titans in total offense maybe 91 yards to late in third quarter. You missed Harrison Smith. Take us through that piece, and your understanding, is he just suspended for this game, or is it next week against Washington as well?
Our defense played extremely well. I mean, they battled throughout this game, harassed the quarterback, did a great job against an excellent running back in Chris Johnson. I can't say enough about the way they played, and coming up with the two turnovers as well. In regards to Harrison, I guess we'll learn more probably in the next 24 hours about, you know, what things stand. We're hoping, of course, that we don't lose him. It's unfortunate what happened today. We've got to learn from it and hopefully move on.
Again, we've talked about this young man before, and I think he's the most versatile player in all of football, talking about Percy Harvin and what he continues to do week in and week out.
You know, he's incredible. I mean, it just seems like every week he comes up with a big play to really get our offense and our team going. And as you know, Greg, the other players feed off of some of the plays he makes. It's not just an individual play. It's something that gets our entire team jacked up. So, I mean, he's a special player, and we're fortunate that he's on our team.
Coach, during the pregame warm-up, I saw you and the training staff out observing Jerome Simpson. Something going on there. Obviously, there was a hitch in his giddy-up. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, there was something with his ankle that was really bothering him early on, and he had some weakness there. So we're going to learn more about it when we run some tests tomorrow. We couldn't really figure out what the problem was. We didn't think he was in harm's way by putting him out there, but we still got to find some answers to what the problem is.
I want to go back to Harrison Smith a little bit. With the commissioner being here, do you think you can lobby a little bit? The fact that hopefully that we don't lose him from next week. Some of your thoughts and conversations with the commissioner today.
Well, the senator on our staff in Ohio, Mr. Rick Spielman, will be doing some lobbying. So we're going to count on, we're going to see how good Rick's lobbying abilities are. So hopefully we can avoid losing Harrison for any period of time.
Coach, last question before we let you go. We go to Washington next week where you face RG3, you know, very talented, even though he got dinged a little bit, but a place where you've had a lot of success in Washington. Your thoughts on going to the East Coast?
Well, I don't have to tell you. I mean, you can't count on anything about the past. And the National Football League, it's all about week to week, year to year. So nobody cares that we won in Washington a year ago. Who cares? They're a different football team. We're a different football team. We've got to make sure that we do the things that are necessary to prepare to go win on the road.
Coach, thanks a lot for your time.
You're welcome.
That's head coach Leslie Frazier.